Just coming up to 10:54 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now, I'm joined in the studio by award-winning Carmel Jane from Carmel Jane Photography, who's here to talk about the visual culture and what it means for business. But before we do that, you're fresh from the 2018 Brentwood Business Awards. Well, you didn't win just one. You won three.
Yes, thank you for having me, Michelle. It was really exciting. It was a fantastic night. The Chamber absolutely outdid themselves creating this fantastic event. All the great and the good in their black tie and their fancy dresses. And yeah, three awards was just amazing and so exciting. Well, the one I was most proud of was with Employer of the Year. We are just about an all-female team. We've got our collaboration, kindness and empowerment are kind of our key words and our mission statements. That was one I really wanted and so pleased to win that because I just love my team. There's about 25 of us now. Sales and marketing, because we have a real show not tell way of doing a lot of our marketing and with the vlogging and things, which has really helped. And the other one was small to medium business, which was it was amazing.
So you just kept getting up and down every time they did an award. You were sort of backwards and forwards.
And they put us at the back of the room, so yeah. I have miles to walk. We're a photography company. We do dance school photography, about 300 dance schools around the southeast. We've just moved into the school photography market. We use our same sort of corporate headshot set up with schools. We do commercial work, which is a really big growing part of our business as well. And then other general photography, actually. We're off to the Basildon Panto to photograph that tonight, yep. This afternoon, which is fantastic. So a whole range, but there's about a team of 25 of us now.
So you do headshots for people as well?
Yeah, so actually I've been doing a few keynotes on the visual culture and I'm just saying not all your photos on your website, your Facebook have to be professional, but your personal branding, your image photo does actually have to look like you've made an effort.
And it looks like you as well. That's always a good thing when you turn around and they go, who are you? This picture doesn't look anything like you. So how do you get that shot of somebody?
Do you know what it's about? As soon as they walk into the studio, making them feel welcome, kind of just really connecting with people, being truly interested in them, and then just sort of giving them tips on how to stand and how to relax. And I don't know, I have a funny face and I can make them laugh. About just knowing that you're with a professional, so you find someone that you really feel comfortable with, and knowing that, you know, these are going to look a lot better than your iPhone photos.
You're here today to talk about the visual culture and what it means for business. So what is the visual culture?
Well, they reckon there's going to be 1.3 billion photos taken this year, and more photos taken in the last 3 years than the last 190 years of photography put together. And I think combined with that, not only are there more photos, but photos are just getting better. You look at all the Instagram shots, you know, people are taking these photos on their iPhone, but they're composing them, they're lighting them. The smartphones are super smart at taking photos. So you don't just, we need to use good imagery, and people expect better photos these days, I think. And it's much more accessible to learn how to take them and to get good photography.
And it's also about you saying about your brand, because a lot of people now, you might do a regular 9-to-5 job, but you've got a YouTube channel.
Yeah, huge numbers of people are kind of hustling, as they say, on the side. I mean, I'm a really big fan of video. It's kind of tough. You have to be the very best person, version of yourself. But it's been fantastic for me, raising my profile, getting new staff and getting more work as well. Actually, on the 17th of January, we're doing, because it's tied a bit at businesses, saying, you need some really good professional photos for your website. You need to hang it off some stuff that really looks good. But actually, if you've just won an award, or your team's done something, or the dogs are in the office that day, or something that you want to talk about, actually all you need is your smartphone. So I'm running that from 1 to 4, and it's only £75. So we're doing that in January. So just, you should be able to go away and, you know, for your instant, because Facebook and Instagram, it doesn't have to always be professional. It has to be now.
And if you want to look better, don't forget, if you need your headshots done, go and take a look at Carmel's website, because it is incredible. The front picture is just beautiful. And also, as you said, for LinkedIn and things like that, you do need to have a proper picture. And if you want to get involved with the course, just go to the website.
And send us an email, yeah.
And that'll be for January.
January.
And £75, then you can learn all about
how to take those photos on just a smartphone, or if you've got a DSLR, then you can bring that as well.
What's a DSLR?
A digital single lens reflex camera. The ones you can change the lenses with.
I don't feel bad for not knowing that.
I'm just going, I think that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Thanks very much for coming in, and congratulations again on those three fantastic awards.
Fabulous. Thanks for having me, Michelle.
And you'll be up for those again next year, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Getting near the stage. Not so far to walk.
There's miles.
Thanks very much. Brilliant. Do check out the website, allthews.carmeljane.co.uk.